Tonight we close our program with a master of the written word. Today marks the 250th birthday of Scottish poet Robert Burns. Ask a Scot to name the country's most important figure, and you'll probably get this answer.
I think Burns comes in number one. There's no one else apart from Braveheart.
Alison Jones lives about 500 yards from the cottage where Burns was born in Alloway, Scotland. She's the founding president of the local Robert Burns Youth Club. Tonight, she's co-hosting the annual Burns Supper. It's a tradition Scots around the world celebrate with poetry readings and haggis dinners. Robert Burns was christened the Ploughman Poet. He composed mostly in Scottish dialect and wrote about freedom, equality, and love.
Although Burns was such a great poet, he was quite a womanizer as well, and I think he had about 12 illegitimate children, and that makes me think how real he was, because he liked the ladies.
And the ladies liked him. And with verses like these, it's easy to see why.
My love is like a red, red rose that's newly sprung in June. My love is like the melody that's sweetly played in tune. So fair art thou, my bonny lass, so deep in love am I. And I will love thee still, my dear, till all the seas gang dry. Till all the seas gang dry, my dear, and the rocks melt with the sun. And I will love thee still, my dear, while the sands of life shall run. And fare thee weel, my only love, and fare thee weel a while. And I will come again, my love, though it were 10,000 miles.
That was Alison Jones reading A Red, Red Rose by Robert Burns. Happy birthday, Bobby Burns. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. Fare thee well. I'm Jackie Lydon.